Welcome to your midweek dose of what's happening in the wild, weird, and occasionally fiery world of the Eastern Sierra, where the news is hotter than a truck's brakes on Town Pass. Today, report has it, all vehicle fires, tragic rollovers, feed debates in the forest, and a two-wheel update from Mammoth Bike Park. Plus, we've got sunshine, traffic tips, maybe even a reason to grab your fishing pole. This edition of Eastern Sierra Now is proudly sponsored by Mammoth Lakes Tourism, inviting you to play big, breathe deep, and probably pack sunscreen. Before we dive in like a catfish in June, yes, it's National Catfish Day. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media to stay current with the stories that matter. And the ones that just make you go, wait, what? Breaking news from Death Valley National Park. Last week, a tractor trailer caught fire on California 190 as it descended Towns Pass. Parking Service and Alancha Cartago firefighters responded and extinguished the blaze. The trailer remained mostly untouched by the fire after being disconnected, but the tractor was unfortunately destroyed. The park noted 6 tractor trailers and 1 RV caught fire last year on this route. Most of these incidents were caused by overheated brakes created by the steep grade. Drivers of heavy vehicles are being urged to downshift on steep grades and pull over to cool brakes. Commercial trucks are discouraged from using California 190 because of the steep grades. However, they're prohibited on other park roads. Tragic news from Death Valley National Park. A single vehicle rollover claimed the life of a 46-year-old man from Death Valley earlier this month. The crash occurred shortly before 5:30 a.m. on June 13th within park boundaries. Park authorities are still investigating the circumstances surrounding the rollover. Mike Reynolds, the park superintendent, noted that vehicle accidents are the leading cause of death in the park, with this incident marking the 2nd fatal vehicle accident of the year. Remember to obey all speed limits and traffic signs within the park and to avoid driving while overly fatigued. Getting to Mammoth Lakes has never been easier or breezier. With direct flights into Eastern Sierra Regional Airport, BIH, via United from San Francisco, you can go from city stress to alpine bliss in under an hour, or the other way. Additionally, Advanced Air is offering direct flights to Mammoth Yosemite Airport from the Hawthorne LA airports and Carlsbad. More time for pow laps and patio beers, if you go in the next couple of days anyway. And peak sunsets, let's not forget about that. Less time on the road and way fewer podcasts to power through. Fly in, gear up, and let Mammoth do the rest. Book your air escape now at visitmammoth.com. Mammoth Lakes Tourism, we're getting here as part of the adventure. Attention outdoor enthusiasts, Inyo National Forest has extended its public comment period until July 30th. It's a good day. It's my birthday. On proposed fees for 7 forest sites. This proposal was introduced earlier this year, but the fee increase proposed to affect Mount Whitney permits and campground fees in the White Mountain and Mono Lake Ranger districts. The comment period was extended after a discrepancy was noticed in the previous announcements. Community members and stakeholders are encouraged to submit feedback before the deadline. Comments can be submitted online via story map, emailed, or in person. For more information on the proposed fees and how to submit comments on your own, please visit easternsierranow.com. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better, make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. Starting off with this week's events, Distant Brewing is in association with Eastern Sierra Pool will be holding their weekly pool tournament tonight starting at 6 p.m. In Bishop, C5 Art Studio is holding an ecstatic dance session beginning at 6:30 p.m. at the Mill Creek Station. Late for the Train is performing live tonight, beginning at 7:30 p.m. with a pre-show potluck beginning at 6:30. Tomorrow morning, the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce will hold its monthly community coffee event through Zoom beginning at 8:30 a.m. This month will focus on local nonprofit organizations. Tomorrow evening, Outbound Mammoth will host Mammoth Sauna Co. for their weekly Tranquil Thursday event beginning at 4 p.m. Also tomorrow, Trashy Thursday, an opportunity for the community to come together and clean up the environment. We'll meet at the Mammoth Lakes Library beginning at 5 p.m. Back in Bishop, C5 Art Studio will hold its open mic event known as Folk Around and Find Out beginning at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow evening. On Friday, Sierra Forever is hosting a wildflower walk beginning at 8 a.m. at the Mosquito Flats Trailhead. Lastly, Amaka is holding a food distribution event at St. Joseph Church in Mammoth beginning at 12 p.m. For more information on these events and more in the area, please visit easternsierranow.com/events or just download the mobile app like everybody else. Hey, Mammoth riders, here's your bike breakdown served with a twist and a hot tip about traffic. More on that later. 18 trails are currently open, spanning beginners to expert terrain. Unfortunately, still no prorated trails. So adrenaline junkies, you'll have to settle for expert level speed and challenge. Do it with your eyes closed. I didn't tell you to do that. And new to bike park folks, good news. Discovery chair number 11 is in operation and traffic's flowing in the beginner zone. Remember, helmets are mandatory and hydration is key when you're high up there. That came out weird. Thin air alert is what I'm saying. So drink water and watch for altitude fatigue. Heads up, Mammoth Motocross is roaring through June 29th. And yes, traffic's being affected. Expect delays getting in and out of the village and near the track. Plan accordingly and maybe bring extra snacks. That's your Mammoth bike update. Solid trails, epic elevation, and a buzz from the motocross in the air. Not just the noise. Enjoy the ride and stay sharp out there.
The magic of Northern Inyo is we're a small town hospital with a really close-knit community, and we want you to feel like that. When you walk in our doors, like the emergency department, we know you're scared, we know you're in pain, and we want you to feel comforted instantly. But at the same time, you're gonna be met with state-of-the-art care. You're gonna be met with dynamic and changing protocols and policies and equipment and techniques to be able to take care of you. And that's the work that goes on behind the scenes. We don't necessarily want the patient or need the patient to know about all the fancy new equipment and software that we're using. But it's there in the background and it's supporting awesome care that you're gonna see. If our patients feel like they're being heard, they can build a relationship with our physicians, then they're gonna trust in the healthcare system.
And now your Eastern Sierra weather, proudly sponsored by the Back Alley Bull and Grill, your go-to spot for wing specials, cold brews, and much, much more. After a long day outside, trust me, it's where you wanna be. Bishop, you got a scorcher on your hands. Clear skies with a high near 93, lows dipping to 56. Perfect for hitting the trails early, but remember your sunscreen and plenty of water. Tomorrow, another sunny slam dunk, 97 during the day and 57 overnight. Keep the shade game strong and hydrate like your bike depends on it, because it kind of does. Friday's a carbon copy, 98 for the high, dipping slightly warmer, 58 after dark. Mammoth wakes up in the mid-70s, super pleasant with low 40s at night, ideal riding weather. Crisp enough to layer, warm enough to bask. Tomorrow, sunny skies again, topping at 75. Expect a breezy afternoon. Gentle reminder to secure your hat at the gondola. Friday keeps the same vibe, 78 for the high, cool in the evenings of 40. Lowers recommended around dusk karaoke sessions, right? Whether you're catching rays in Bishop or chasing open trails in Mammoth, Eastern Sierra is delivering unbeatable weather. Big thanks to Back Alley Bull and Grill for sponsoring today's forecast. Don't forget to treat yourself to their wing special after your ride or your hike. Stay safe, stay thirsty. And that's a wrap up today's whirlwind tour through the Eastern Sierra. Fires, fees, and two-wheeled fun, all wrapped up in sunshine and light sarcasm. Special thanks again to Mammoth Lakes Tourism for supporting local news that actually gets to the point. Unlike that one friend who just has one quick story. We all know him. And hey, it's still National Catfish Day. Maybe that's the universe telling you to cast a line and skip the emails. Well, we'll see you next time right here on Eastern Sierra Now. And until then, stay informed, stay cool. And if you see smoke, maybe just pull over and downshift.